Good morning. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Please remember to sign the attendance. Oh, no, they're not in there, are they? Never mind. Okay. We're glad you're here. It's nice to see everybody here in this nice sunny morning. Do we have any prayer concerns today that we want to share? Thanksgivings? I'm thankful that we're all here. Okay. Oh, you look like maybe I needed to do something here. In announcements, I have a few to emphasize or to point out. They are on the back of your bulletin. But I would like to point out the grief share classes that are being offered now are held at Mondays at 6 p.m. in Wesley Hall through December. The class is open to anyone in the community as well as our church. So if you know anybody in need, please pass the word on because it is a very powerful type of group. Karen, did you want to talk about the fall dinner or do you want me to do it? Do you want to talk about the dinner, fall dinner, or do you want me to do it? Okay. That's all?
That's it.
No money. Okay, just so I'll say that again, for you who may not have heard it, the Fall Harvest Dinner will be held Friday, November 6th from 4:30 to 6:30, curbside only. Turkey and all the trimmings will be served. No substitutions, for obvious reasons. And a donation of $10 each for the meals. We are looking for workers. Karen Downey is the one to contact. Workers, monetary donations, and whatever we can do to offer. This is a church project, and it would be, you know, hopefully it'll be a great event for the community as well. Let's see. Charge conference booklets are in the back. If you haven't picked one up yet and want one, they're in the back on the table. And next blood drive will be October 15th at Countryside. We are sponsors this time, so be sure to come out and donate. Do you have any announcements? Okay.
I have one announcement, and that is on November 7th from 9 to 11:30, our East Winds District is doing their Zoom district conference, and we are asking that leaders in the church register. I registered, and there is no cost that I have seen. They're going to be, the theme this year is Wandering into Grace. Bishop Lori Holler of Iowa Conference is going to be our guest speaker. And I know Lori, she is actually one of our Michigan pastors that moved up to be a bishop. And she wrote the book Wandering into Grace, and that's what we'll be learning about, as well as a book called Quietly Courageous, Leading the Church in a Changing World. So these workshops are for laity as well as clergy, and that is going to be November 7th. It's a Saturday by Zoom. Registration closes November 1st. If you are interested, please let me know, and I can send you the link, or I can get you registered. Again, it's for all our leaders especially. We will have a business meeting, including nominations, budget, and reports, as well as workshop and guest speaker. And today, we have birthdays. Let's see, Dee Stone's birthday is today. And we have Erdene Casto on the 15th, Shirley Davis on the 15th, and Johnny Bader on the 18th. Johnny turns 9. Then we have some anniversaries. I know Fred and Pat are out in the parking lot. They will be celebrating 60 years. Woohoo! Right? 60 years. And John, I know Catherine's here. John and Catherine Phillips will be celebrating 61 years. So here we have a birthday anniversary song. We're you're still not on the radio, I'm going to also lift up Suzanne Hickson. She lost her son on the 5th of October. The memorial will be on October 18th, which is a Sunday, at 1:30 at Watertown in the Zion Cemetery. Please reach out to Suzanne, and her son was only 55, so we need to keep her in our prayers. It's glad to have June with us this morning, and we're going to have a little special music this morning as well. And June is going to bring that, and we're going to try to start because they are so far up here. So we are going to try special music up here, and then hopefully one day, but not yet. I got a note from the bishop that we are still to wear masks, use the hand sanitizers. There are hand sanitizers at each door entrance into the sanctuary. So if you come in, make sure you use that as well as we continue with this COVID. Okay. So thank you for wearing your mask and being here. All right. Let us, Bev, would you?
Okay. Let's quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship as we have our prelude and the lighting of the candles. Thank you, June. That's lovely. Our praise song today is Jesus, We Are Here. Our call to worship today is in your bulletin and on the screen. It is done responsibly, you please read the bold print. Christ our Lord invites us to come and feast with him.
He invites all who love him and who earnestly repent of their sins.
He welcomes all who seek to live in peace with one another.
Come, let us accept the invitation and come into his presence with praise and thanksgiving. Let us pray. Jesu,
we are here. We are here for you to worship, to praise your name, to give you thanksgiving and honor and glory, to remind us that your presence is with us, and to invite that Holy Spirit to set our hearts on fire, that we may hear, and that we may feel, and we may see your presence all around us, and that we would truly focus on you in this hour and in the days and weeks ahead. Lord, we are here. Amen.
Our next hymn is Come Sinners to the Gospel Feast.
Jesus.
Good morning, children. I'm going to invite you to by the bill. It's good to see you on this little windy day, isn't it? Good morning again, Claire. How are all of you? She's going to escape. You doing good? Are you cold?
A little bit.
You look like you might be cold, huh? So I have a question for you. Have you ever been invited to a party?
Yes.
Yeah? Have you ever made excuses and not gone to the party?
No.
No? You've all made it to the party? Mm-hmm. Have you ever invited someone to your party?
Yeah.
Did somebody make excuse not to come?
No.
No? Boy, you guys are really blessed, aren't you? Well, in our story today, there's somebody that's going to have a party, a feast for a wedding. And you know what? Some of the guests didn't come. Why wouldn't you come to a party? You don't know? Is there food at the party?
Yes.
And that's what this one was. It's a wedding feast. And so there's lots of food and a great big celebration. Some didn't come, and so you know what the people did that were hosting the party, that were having the party? They went out to the street, and they said, hey, would you come to our party? Would you come to our party? And they just went out and brought people in to celebrate. Would you do that? Probably not. Yes, probably not. Well, you know, what happens if you had a party set for 40 and 10 came? You would just have a lot of food. That's actually exactly right. You don't think you'd go out and invite anybody else in?
No?
Probably not. So here's a different type of question. What happens if we didn't have anybody come to church? What do you think we would need to do?
Get more people.
How would we do that? Go to their house, that's right, and invite them, right? We would invite them. Do you have friends that you can invite to church?
Yeah.
So I'm going to challenge you. Can you invite somebody to come to church next week with you?
I can try.
You can try maybe in 2 weeks when you guys come back? Maybe. Maybe you'd have to ask Dad, right? I'm not going to do that. That's okay. That's what a lot of adults would say. That's fine. But know that everybody is invited to come to church, right? Everybody invited to come to church? Yeah, exactly. The doors are open, or you can sit in your car. You can listen to the radio. Everybody is welcomed in our church or at our ministries, right? At our worship. So can you remember that? And for those of you that want to invite someone to come in the next week or two, okay? Can you try that? Okay, let's pray. Will you pray with me? Let's fold our hands. Can we say, Dear God, thank you for inviting me to your worship. Amen. All right, you guys have in your bulletin, it talks about the wedding banquet. That's the party, okay? I think you guys all got your bulletins?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. It's good to see you guys. Thank you for coming.
We have privilege and everything else I can think of to have June Potter doing our special music today. We're really looking forward to this, June. Thank you.
Didn't hear the beginning.
When the cares of life seem more than I can handle. And the clouds of doubt have settled in my soul. When everywhere I turn, the storm is raging. Into the Savior's loving arms I go. There is peace in the shelter of His arms, a refuge from the storm, where I am safe from harm. Through the strongest wind and stormy gale, there's peace in the shelter of His arms. There's never been a moment on this journey that I have been forsaken or alone. 'Cause every time I face the unexpected, my Father gently leads through the unknown. There is peace in the shelter of His arms, a refuge for my soul, when I am safe from harm. Through the strongest winds and pouring rain, there's peace in the shelter of His arms. There's peace that passes all understanding, and peace that goes beyond all comprehending. There's peace in the shelter of His arms, a refuge from the storm, where I am safe from harm. Through the strongest winds and pouring, there's peace in the shelter of His arms. There's so much peace. Wonderful peace.
That's wonderful, June. Wonderful message. Wonderful message. Thank you. Our Old Testament reading today comes from Psalm chapter 106, verses 1 through 6 and 19 through 23. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord, or fully declare His praise? Blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving praise. We have sinned, even as our ancestors did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. At Horeb, they made a calf and worshipped an idol cast from metal. They exchanged their glorious God for an image of a bull which eats grass. They forgot the God who saved them, who had done great things in Egypt, miracles in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. So He said He would destroy them, had not Moses, His chosen one, stood in the breach before Him to keep His wrath from destroying them. May God add His blessing upon the reading of His word.
Amen. Thank you, Bev. Excuse me. Our hymn, Come to the Table of Grace.
to the table of grace. Come to the table of grace. This is God's table, it's not yours or mine. Come to the table of grace. Come to the table of peace. Come to the table of peace. This is God's table, it's not yours or mine. Come to the table of peace. Come to the table of love. Come to the table of love. This is God's table, it's not yours or mine. Come to the table of love. Come to the table of joy. Table of joy. This is God's table, it's not yours or mine. Come to the table of joy. This is God's table, it's not yours or mine. Come to the table of grace.
Come to the table of grace. Peace and love and joy, peace. We go to our Lord, we pray this week for the dining room. As we continue to keep all our businesses and our community in our prayers, let us go to our Lord. O Jesu, we come again to you. Seeking your face, seeking your presence, seeking you in the midst of joys and concerns. We seek you, God, in the good, the beautiful colors, the sunshine, the anniversaries and birthdays that we celebrate. We seek you, God, in the midst of death and life. Pray that you will bring peace and comfort to those who are hurting. We seek you, Lord, in the times of suffering, of disease and illness, asking that you have mercy, that you heal, that you give discernment and wisdom, that you help us see your light in a dark and fallen world. We seek you, God, when we mess up, for all our sin, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are sinners, Lord. Hear our prayer that we forgive and be forgiven, that we repent and turn from wicked ways, that we seek your holiness, Lord, that we may be holy and Christ-like, that all may come to your table. All are invited to receive your salvation, to receive your hope, to receive eternal life. O Lord God, we thank you. And we come together and say a prayer that you taught us Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we said our prayers today, I pray that we also keep those that have been in the hurricanes and in the fires. And that if you want to donate to UMCOR, which is United Methodist Committee on Relief, that you may do so by putting that in the offering marked UMCOR, UMCOR, UMCOR. And we will send it. And know that 100% of those funds go directly to help those in the hurricane and fires. Our gospel reading this morning is from Matthew. It's the gospel, chapter 22, 1 to 14. Hear these words. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners, invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. When the king came in to see the guest, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. And he asked, 'How did you get in here without wedding clothes?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Jesus is teaching another parable, somewhat related to the last one last week when they were asking, who gave you the authority, Jesus? This is a man who is a Pharisee who is hosting a banquet, a wedding banquet for his son, as Jesus says in his parable. And it's also connected that this can also be a parable about judgment, as was last week's. In this time and place, there was a time where you would invite people saying, "This is going to come, please come." And then when it was the time that it was ready, a second invitation would be sent out and say, "Now it's here, please come." So I thought about this. I thought about my own son, who is getting married 2 weeks from yesterday. And they too sent out a card saying, save the date, that invitation to know when it's coming. Save the date was the first invitation. And then the second one with an RSVP to come to the wedding. As I was talking with my daughter-in-law to be, she was a little frustrated that some people just assume that she knew their answer. Are they coming or not coming? Oh, yes, they must assume that we are coming, or she must assume that we aren't coming. Several people in this time of COVID are not coming to the wedding. We understand that. But it'd be nice to know that, are you coming or are you not coming? So that we can plan for the meal, the banquet, the feast. The servants here, whereas they were in multiple parables, they go out because they did not answer and they were refusing to come to the wedding, and they killed them or beat them. And as I read in commentaries this week, commentaries were saying this can be a very confusing parable. Because if you burn down a city, how can you go out and ask others to come to the wedding? And if you go out to the streets and bring someone in off the streets, why did the king say you're not dressed properly for the wedding if they were the ones that he said go out and bring in? Also, in that culture in that time, there were wedding clothes that if you came and you weren't properly ready and dressed, that they would have something for you to wear, and you did not refuse to wear it because you would offend the king. We don't know in this parable why the one that wasn't dressed properly, according to the scriptures, did he refuse to put on the wedding clothes? Or did he get there last minute and didn't have time to put on wedding clothes? Why would the king, who asked to go out and bring others in, take this one out and throw him out? There's not an answer. There's more questions in this parable than there are answers. So I ask God, what do you want us to take away from this parable, this scripture today, for us today? First of all, I believe that God wants us to understand that the wedding banquet, he provides for you and I, is our salvation. And once we die on this earth and go to heaven, we will be at his table and we will feast as a bride is adorned for her husband. Why it's called the wedding feast. That you and I are invited to receive salvation, to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so in this scripture, some people refuse. They refuse Jesus Christ. It is his banquet that we are all invited to. In fact, last week we had Holy Communion, and the table in the United Methodist Church is open to all people. Would this church allow somebody that just came in off the street to come and partake in Holy Communion? See, he said when they went out to the street, there was bad and there's good. There's bad and there's good in our churches today, unfortunately. See, even though we may have accepted Jesus Christ, this parable is more than that. Are we living, are we transformed to be Christ-like in this walk today? Maybe that's why the one was thrown out. He wasn't following what he was to do. In fact, it says we're to wear wedding clothes. Our wedding clothes is we're to clothe ourselves with compassion and kindness, with gentleness and humility, with meekness and peace. Come to the table. For it's not our table, it is God's table. It was the song we just heard. Come to the table. All are invited. Are we ready? Do we want to be transformed? Do we put on those clothes of the wedding feast every single day? Do we choose to be Christ-like every time we walk, when we wake up till we go to bed? In fact, I changed my sermon title this week on Tuesday. First one I wrote was Jesus Calls Us. And I told Mary, no, it's got to be You Are Invited. But the two intertwine together because Jesus is calling us to the wedding banquet, that feast that is open for those who accept Christ and believe. But we need to be transformed, to transform our life and put on the clothes, put on Jesus Christ. We cannot judge how others are, how they look, how they act, if they're different than us or they're not part of us. I want us to hear the message this morning that all are invited. God is welcoming all. But some people will choose not to follow Jesus Christ. Some will choose not to put on those clothes of gentleness and meekness and the joy, the love, the peace, a peace that passes all understanding, the perfect song for today. Some will choose not to put that on. Instead, they will judge. And they will be like the servants here or the king's people that sent out armies and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. They will knock people down. Oh, that one's not worthy. Oh, that one didn't come because. In the children's message, I talked about excuses. All are invited on Sunday morning to come to church, whether that's by radio or car or in person. We're all invited. But how many times do we make excuses? I don't want to go today. Oh, I have soccer today. I have baseball. I have football. Oh, I'm going to someone's house. Oh, it's the only day I sleep in. It's the only day I have to do my work. How many excuses do we make, not just on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Oh, I don't have time for that prayer today. Oh, I don't have time to do my devotions today. Oh, I don't want to worship God today. I'm not in the mood. How many excuses do we make that we won't put on Christ every day? That we will look at somebody else and go, oh, that person shouldn't be in this church, or that person should not be, is not really a true Christian. Have we heard what Jesus is trying to say to us? And if we've heard that we are all invited, have we acted on that? Have we clothed ourselves in the wedding clothes of joy, peace, love, kindness, all the fruits of the Spirit, humility? Or are we someone like this king who, let's throw this person out, doesn't give us a reason why. He didn't wear the wedding clothes. Was it being obnoxious? Was he being cruel? We don't know. But I do know that judgment will occur. Some of us will be in heaven and some will be in hell. Because there is a heaven and there is a hell. Let's hear it, folks. And we will be judged when we get to that pearly gate. Did you do what I asked you to do? It's not about all our sins that we have done, because all are sinners. If we ask for our sins to be forgiven, they will be forgiven. But God is asking us, do unto others as you want them to do to you. In fact, he's made it his greatest commandment. Love your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Clothe yourself. And then the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. Love everyone, everyone. Now I know in this day and time it's hard to love everyone, isn't it? Let's be honest. But we're called as Christians to clothe ourselves with Christ, to transform ourselves. And folks, I have just as much trouble as maybe you do. Oh, that person. I don't like how they talk. Oh, look at that person. Look how they're dressed. Look at that person. Don't we all do it? When I say this, shame on us, I'm talking about shame on me as well. Shame on me. Because one day we're all going to leave this earth. And one day we're going to stand at that gate and God will say, what did you do for others? Did you welcome them? I want you to hear this. Do we welcome everybody in this church? Yes. Do we really? We should. But do we? When someone comes to our church, do we say, hi, welcome, I'm so glad you're here. Let me show you our church. Let me show you where the restrooms are. Let me sit with you. Even though we're not, you know, social distance here. Do we invite people to come to church? Whether it is even on the radio, do we invite them? Hey, have you been listening? 97.7? Would you like to come sit in my car with me? We're in the building now. Would you like to come? Because Jesus Christ is inviting all to know who he is. And I know that not everybody in Sanilac County and Sandusky and in the world know who Jesus Christ is. I know there's people who do not believe. And it's our responsibility to clothe ourselves with Christ so that we can go out there and invite others to know who Christ is. Excuse me. Get a little excited there. Because it matters. It matters. People's souls are at stake. Their lives are at stake. Will we bring them to salvation? Even if they don't step foot in this church, that's not what it's all about. It's inviting them to know who Jesus Christ is. That their soul will be saved. That they won't burn in hell. Up to us. How can we as Christians, invite people to the wedding banquet if we ourselves are not following? Maybe we're making excuses. Maybe we really don't want to go there. I'm not to judge you. I hope I teach and preach to you that you hear what God is saying to you, to your heart. For our scripture said, many are invited, but few are chosen. It's like a lot of ministries. It's kind of like I invite people today to come to the East Winds District Conference, which is on November 7th. Will you come? It's on Zoom. You don't even have to travel. Will you participate? Or will you have an excuse? God wants all to be invited. And when we partake in Holy Communion, we are partaking in His feast. But more importantly, when we get to heaven, if we get to heaven, will be invited to His wedding feast. But we need to clothe ourselves, or we may get thrown out. Are you prepared? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you have invited all of us. I pray that we will come. Come to the table of grace. Come to the table of peace and love and joy. Come to you. Help us, Lord, that we may be transformed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. June is bringing us a special during offering. And so I invite the ushers to bring the offering to the rail as we listen to June.
As the world looks upon me as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, for I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not worthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family.
Amen. You gonna do that with the praise? Yep. Doxology, please stand as able.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Jesus calls us as our closing hymn. Beautiful.
Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our lives, wondrous sea. Day by day his clear voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. As of old Saint Andrew heard it by the Galilean lake, turn from home and toil and kindred, leaving all for his sake. Jesus calls us from our worship of a vain world's golden store, from each idol that would keep us, saying, Christian, love me more. In our joys and in our sorrows, days of toil and hours of ease, still he calls in cares and pledges, Christian, love me more than these. Jesus calls us by thy mercies, Savior, may we hear thy call. Give our hearts to thine obedience, serve and love thee best of all.
As you go forth this week, may you clothe yourself with Jesus Christ. Go now, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.